Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. This is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Why Facebook has been less important to news publishers. By Fred Vogelstein. In January, Facebook said it will reduce the volume of news in its news feed in favor of more posts from friends and family. In fact, Facebook's role in distributing news has been falling dramatically for more than a year. Data from Parsley, which tracks visits to more than 2,500 publisher sites, shows that ahead of the 2016 U.S. presidential election, more than 40% of traffic to those sites came from Facebook. By the end of 2017, Facebook accounted for less than 26% of traffic to those publishers. That trend will likely continue as Facebook rolls out the changes to newsfeed. At a February conference sponsored by Recode, newsfeed boss Adam Mosseri said that in the coming months, news will represent roughly 4% of content in the newsfeed, down from 5% before the recent change. On some days in February, Parsley data showed that the share of publisher traffic coming from Facebook dipped as low as 20%, lower than at any time since 2013. Facebook says a big part of the decline in 2017 stemmed from the explosion of news video being posted in newsfeed after the election. Newsfeed spokesman Tucker Bounds said people spent longer watching news video than snacking on headlines. Newsfeed algorithm changes to reduce clickbait, sensationalism, and misinformation in 2017 also reduced referral traffic, he said. Another factor in Facebook's decline has been the rising popularity of Google's accelerated mobile pages, AMP technology, with publishers. AMP is Google's effort to make publisher content load more quickly in mobile web pages and to make it easier for readers to find their content on Google sites. At an event in San Francisco in February, Google General Counsel Kent Walker said to expect Google to post further gains. "We're not backing away from news, we're doubling down on news," he said. Lastly, publishers themselves have contributed to the drop in Facebook referral traffic. From their perspective, Facebook's distribution strategy has been schizophrenic, so they've grown less willing to give Facebook access to all of their content. For example, during 2015 and 2016, publishers were excited by Facebook's Instant Articles feature designed to allow their content to load faster. But by 2017, many publishers concluded the arrangement wasn't helping them make money, and they made less content available for that program. As recently as January, it seemed that Facebook was having trouble making up its mind about how to think about news distribution. For example, 1 week after announcing that it was changing newsfeed to promote more meaningful interactions between friends and family and de-emphasize news, Facebook said it would start giving boosts to the most trustworthy publications based on user surveys. A few weeks later, it said it also plans to boost content from local newspapers in an effort to help struggling publishers who've watched much of their ad revenue flow to Facebook and Google. In the Recode appearance, Mosseri and News Partnerships head Campbell Brown tried to clear up any confusion. Longer and better reported stories will now do better in newsfeed than shorter, more clickbaity pieces. Also, more news appearing in newsfeed will mirror the paywalls publishers are erecting on their own sites. Translation, if you ever counted on Facebook to distribute your content, stop. Brown acknowledged that even the best publishers have found Facebook's approach to news distribution to be maddening. We're going to have to be way more transparent with publishers and candid that we're going to need to experiment and that some experiments may not work out, she told the conference. We have not been as open about that as we should have been. But she also said that sites that are more interested in news quantity over news quality, that are overly attached to short stories with clickbaity headlines, should not expect Facebook's warm embrace either. My job is not to go recruit people from news organizations to put their stuff on Facebook. This is not about us trying to make everyone happy. My job is to ensure that there's quality news on Facebook and that the publishers who want to do quality news on Facebook have a business model that works. If Brown makes good on that promise, many publishers won't have a problem forgiving Facebook for previous transgressions.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.